Hello everyone, this is Jose, and you're listening to the podcast named Learning With Myself. And today I have a guest with me. Her name is Lisa, and she's going to talk with me about a lot of things, of different things, mainly about language and stuff. So, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Jose. I'm very well, thanks.
Please tell us a bit about yourself, the basics.
The basics. Yeah. Okay.
Who are you?
Who am I? Where do I start? Well, from my accent, you might be able to tell that, one, I'm not Chilean. No,
yes.
I'm from Australia, but I've been living in Chile for the last year. And this is a podcast about learning languages. So I have a few interesting tales to tell about my language learning experience.
I know that, but
you
that's
do know.
Why
that's,
I
that's
invited
for later.
You. Yes.
Great. Well, so your listeners know, I arrived here in Chile with pretty much no Spanish, the basics, como hola. And I remember my first day in Santiago. I was so it took me a long time to get up the courage to walk into a shop, just a corner store, to buy a bottle of water. I was terrified.
You were just speaking English all the time, or what?
No. I was determined to try and speak Spanish. And, oh God, and of course, it was a disaster. But I survived, so I got my bottle of water.
What, you were with a dictionary in hand, or
no,
what?
No, I knew something like, you know, how to say, I want some water, or a bottle of water, and how much does this cost?
Yes.
Of course, when the guy told me how much it was, I had no idea what he said.
Yeah.
And I still wasn't used to the Chilean currency, so I just gave him a lot of coins.
That's difficult, right? the numbers, that doesn't make
sense.
Exactly.
And normally at a supermarket, right, the trick is to look at the number on the screen of the cash register.
Yes.
But this was like a little corner store that didn't have anything.
What's your currency in Australia?
In Australia, we have dollars.
Dollars, yes. But different dollars from the US dollars, or what?
Well, I mean, the value is different.
The value, yes.
The value is different. What can I... But it's similar to the US dollar in the sense that... So at the moment, I think 500 Chilean pesos will buy you one Australian dollar.
Okay. So it's more than the US dollar.
It has a lower value, than the US dollar.
Okay. So you knew a few words in Spanish.
A few words. In Australia,
you learned from.
But a couple of for 2 or 3 months before I left, I took a course for beginners, absolute basics.
Okay.
The majority of the course was in English, and then when we learnt the words and so on, the teacher, obviously taught us that in Spanish. She's a native Spanish speaker. What's her name? Gabriela from Argentina.
Gabriela from Argentina. All right, and that's an issue about the courses which are given in. Not in the language you need to learn. But
do you know what I think? When you start, because, I started with absolutely nothing at all.
Yes.
It's probably impossible to have 100% of the class in your target language.
Yes.
But there was no opportunity for us, or no pressure, really, and I think that's what you need to begin with. No pressure put on us to listen or speak in that language. I wanted to, but there wasn't that opportunity. I remember one class, so I finished with the group classes, and my teacher asked if I wanted to continue having private classes in a small group. So I went to this supposedly small group class of 4 people instead of 12, and I was the only person who was there. But she wasn't there. My teacher wasn't there, the Argentine lady. Instead, there was a Colombian guy, and he only spoke in Spanish to me. I didn't understand anything.
That's the pressure you needed.
It was absolute pressure. I didn't understand, I would say, 99% of what he was saying. And I don't know if he could speak English, but he refused to speak any English.
Yes.
But we, of course, I had difficulty. Well, I really couldn't converse with him. But we moved on to doing exercises, so I could read what we had to do, and he gave me instructions. And I think continuing like that, two or three more classes, I had a different teacher after that. I would have improved quite quickly.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's interesting. It's like when you start, when you are learning a language, it's a combination of a pressure. I think you need pressure to because we like to stay in our comfort zone. It's difficult. It's very psychological learning a language.
Yes.
You need, you know, a friendly environment, relaxed environment, but you also need that pressure to say, okay, it's going to be difficult.
Yes.
You won't know how to express yourself,
yes,
but you have to do it. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that's true. But also, when you really want to achieve that, you can put pressure yourself.
True.
Yes.
True.
Because that's what I did, actually.
But I think you are very disciplined.
Yes, yes. But just think about it.
Mm.
I'm living in a Spanish speaker country, and no one speaks English here.
Mm.
And it's very hard to meet people who speak English to practice. So
yeah.
what do you do?
What option do you have?
Yeah,
right.
what's the options here?
Mm.
So it's like with the few resources you have, you must to, I don't know, to do a lot
exactly
with
what
just
you
a
have.
Few things you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it's very difficult. Yes.
Mm.
But about
you're
the,
having gone
about discipline, you said that. Yeah, you've said that before.
I don't have much self-discipline. This is the problem. I think. Well, you're right. You need to have the motivation to learn the language. Absolutely. You have to have that. That helps. But, well, the discipline to practice and to seek out opportunities, as you said, whether it's online or with people who speak your target language in
your
country.
It's easier now.
It's much easier. Absolutely right.
Yes.
No, it's... Well, I still think it's remarkable how much you learn without going to a class, without speaking to anybody here in Chile first. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and without being in some other country.
Exactly,
because
exactly.
I've never been into...
No, that... And for me, look, everybody says, and of course, the easiest way to learn a language because you don't have any other choice is when you're in another country that speaks that language. But you've proven that it is possible to reach quite a high standard in your target language without going to that country.
Yeah. But maybe you need to be obsessive compulsive like me because
maybe it helps. Maybe I think maybe
sessions.
I lack that.
Yeah. So before we go deeper into the language subject, and we were speaking about you.
Oh, right. Yes.
And this is funny because I've never introduced myself in the podcast. So
you're a mystery.
Yes.
Who are you,
funny. Yeah, who am I? And I'm asking you, who are you? But people
so your listeners
don't
will
know
more about me than they do about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's funny. But anyway.
Well, actually, we should tell your listeners, Jose and I, the way we met, well, the first time, was
that's
quite funny.
That was my next question.
On the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
How did we meet?
Okay.